Businesses all around the world are feeling the effects of this pandemic. Some have been hurt by it more than others. Peter Fry, the executive director of End Poverty, sees its devastating effects in places we might not see.
Especially micro businesses, especially in the developing world where you don't have the buffer and the luxury that we have in the States. But also there's not necessarily the infrastructure around in order for the governments to actually provide those stimulus packages in order to help businesses stay afloat.
End Poverty is a faith-based nonprofit headquartered in DC with a 35-year track record of bringing small business loans and skills training to poor entrepreneurs all around the world. And unfortunately, their global network of micro entrepreneurs have been hard hit by this pandemic in places like Bangladesh, Guatemala, and Cameroon.
In Cameroon, actually, we're serving internally displaced people, so which has been going on with a lot of domestic fighting for the past 3 to 4 years. And so you can imagine on top of the civil war, you have a pandemic. And so we're serving domestic refugees who are homeless, living in the churches, trying to provide for 5 or 10 children. The Good Samaritan Fund is designed to actually give them $50 to purchase chickens or a tailoring sewing machine to be able to start generating an income and start providing for their families. The need is way out beyond what we can provide. We're creating this Good Samaritan Fund, which is like a business resuscitation fund.
This Good Samaritans Fund is their response to help 2,600 of their most vulnerable micro entrepreneurs. And we want to let you know you can also be part of it if you're financially able. Because $50 might get you a pair of shoes, but it can also fund someone's business needs to survive during this unprecedented time. To find out more, check out endpoverty.org and click on their COVID-19 relief tab. Thanks for caring.